Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Friendly reminder, Josh Verner will join the show in about 30 minutes. Our Royals insider here on 96.5 The Fan. He is the host of the On Deck Show and Vern's postgame show that starts today at 12 p.m.
You know, I think fans in Kansas City rightfully kind of displeased by what went on over the opening weekend, which is fine. I understand that. Think if you're a Pittsburgh Pirate fan this morning, okay? Mm-hmm. Do some like looking on the Pittsburgh Pirates today.
I'm watching right now.
Because they went to Miami for a 4-game series and went 1-3 in that series against the Miami Marlins, which are the worst team in baseball. I mean, is that fair to say, right?
Like, I mean, I think they're better than Chicago.
That's fair.
Bottom three.
Bottom, a bottom feeder, right?
But they're also just like that organization that's laughable. Like, if you ever want to hear how they feel about them in Miami, just go listen to Levitard's podcast. He'll tell you everything you need to know about
what they hardly barely pay attention to him down there in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, it's like an afterthought.
Yeah. And so you're Pittsburgh, like, you kind of have a little juice going into the season.
Right.
You go to Miami for your first four, and you go 1-3 down there? That's where the concern should be today because, hey, Miami – maybe better than we thought. I don't know. Pittsburgh worse than we thought, but you can't go 1-3 against the Marlins to start the season.
And then all of a sudden there's like a team that's got like Dontrell Willis, Josh Beckett, all these like hidden gems on there that all become like Red Sox and Yankees in the next 5 years. You're like, where do these guys come from? The Marlins. Oh, is that why the Marlins are terrible again? Yes, they're a great product.
Yes.
They have these players that they develop, then they trade them for younger players. They just keep like churning the system. 97, 2003,
and now
somewhere
here we
around
sit,
there.
Yeah.
And then now it's been 20, 21 years. The Braves also went 0-4. Padres are good, though, man.
Yeah, the Padres are really good. The Braves, though, getting swept by the San Diego Padres this weekend is big, right?
Yeah.
And Atlanta went out there early. They did some spring training in Arizona to get ready for that series.
How'd that work out?
Not good. Okay. 0-4. It didn't go well.
They miss Ronald Acuna, man.
Big time.
Yeah. I mean, it's, look, San Diego, I forget how pretty that stadium is. I was watching
gorgeous,
it last night
because
it was like first, you know, Sunday Night Baseball, ravaged on there. I've always been a huge fan. And I was like watching the game and I was like, man, I forget how great this ballpark is. Must be nice. Mm-hmm. San Diego.
It is.
Like the world's greatest place on earth. It's like King's Landing. Temperature's always great. They're like, it's a nice, brisk, cool night. 63 degrees here in San Diego.
Yeah.
Like,
America's finest city is what they call it for a reason.
Yeah, I'm like, it's 39 degrees here in Kansas City. It was 77 the other day, but either way.
72 and sunny every day in San Diego.
Oh, it's great. Home of Tom DeLonge, where he found out that aliens exist. So I was sitting at the house this weekend and watching the Royals, obviously, all week. I'll watch them again today and tomorrow and Wednesday, then they're off Thursday. Big series. I know it's early. But let's talk about the first 10, right? Or first 9, I guess you'd call it that. Opening series against Cleveland, that's your kind of introduction to the season. Again, I think it's hyperbolic, and people are like, oh, this team's going to struggle. They can't pitch. They can't get anybody out of the bullpen, the outfield. So that, relax. I don't need to talk to you. If, like, you're already there, then, like, we need to have a conversation of, like, maybe sanity. because there's 162 of these days.
Yeah, but see, the problem is this has become such a Chiefs-heavy town over the last decade that everybody views baseball games like they do football games. And look, we were in that mindset in 14 and 15. They'd lose a game, you know, in September of 15, and everybody thinks the season was over. I mean, sometimes you've got to take a step back. And if you want to judge baseball based on series, okay. But if you're looking at every single baseball game and you're living and dying on every single pitch of every single game, you're going to drive yourself nuts, man. You need to take a step back and just be calm about it. Not every baseball game is a football game. In fact, 10 baseball games essentially equal one football game.
Okay. So I will say that you'll have a really kind of indication on if you are a team that belongs or doesn't. And the reason I say that, I know that we always wait till June 1st, but by the time you are 48 years old, we should have a good idea of where this team, I think, feels they stand when it comes to competitive teams in baseball, because that's all you play until April 20th.
I mean, with the exception of that four-game series next week against the Twins, which the Twins, I'm very shaky on. Okay. I am. I don't know where I stand on the Twins. We saw it over the weekend. They didn't play so great. Their manager doesn't seem to mesh with that team.
But if we're not judging three games for the Royals, we can't really judge three games for the Twins.
But I went into the season thinking odd things about Minnesota this year. So I don't know where they stand. But you got three against the Brewers, and the Brewers are supposed to be a pretty good team, right? So you got three against the Brewers. Then you've got that off day on Thursday, but then you come home and you got the Orioles for three games. That's a playoff rematch
in
right
chilly
there.
Chilly weather. It's going to feel like the playoffs. It's going to be like low to mid 50s, I think, Saturday and Sunday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be the best weather.
It's not.
But
no.
It's going to feel like October.
Right.
You're going to come back home after hopefully winning two out of three against Milwaukee, getting your record back to 500, correct?
Right. That's exactly right.
I guess you'd be three and you'd lose one. So yeah, you'd be three and three, right?
Three. Yeah, you go. Yeah.
And then it's like a clean slate back home. Judgment's back on the table, and it's the big dogs in the East.
It is. It's the Orioles for three, and then you got the Twins for four, which I don't mind, and then you go on the road to Cleveland for three, then on the road to New York for three, and then on the road to Detroit for four. And you're right. By 4:20, brother, we're going to know where this team is, and they have one off day up until the 21st of April. That's this Thursday, and then they play straight on through. So on that 21st day of April, which is essentially 2 weeks from today, basically, or 3 weeks from today, I guess, we'll kind of have an understanding of where this ball club kind of is trending after the first big stretch of the year. And then they have the Rockies at home. Then they have the Astros at home for three games. And then they're on the road to Tampa after that in a minor league ballpark.
I'm not super worried about the Astros, but you have a lot of Baltimore in the first month and a half of seasons, right? Like you get them this weekend. Then again, in May, you go to the road after that Tampa series in a minor league ballpark. But then, you know, it's not like it gets any easier throughout the first couple months of the season. I know that like normally you wait till June 1st to kind of know where your team's at, you know, statistically and you know, where they're going to be at when it comes to everybody else. But like you just face such a gauntlet in an early session where you had mentioned like the Orioles for three at home. That helps.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota for four at home. Also nice. And then we'll see what happens when they go to Cleveland and where you take the emotions of what happened yesterday with the Class A fastball to India's dome. And then it's like, okay, now we have the conversation we were talking about with Detroit when they play the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't go get embarrassed in New York. Like, you know, the torpedo bats are going to be there.
Right.
Aaron Judge is probably going to have 15 home runs by then, which ironically, he's hitting all those home runs without the torpedo bat. And, you know, then you have the four against Detroit. So, like, where I look at this schedule real quickly is that you get these games against Baltimore. That's kind of your first big test outside of the division. That's a team that I think will be here. I still think Baltimore is going to win the AL East.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Yankees look good against Milwaukee. I still think Baltimore is the better team. Minnesota, you say you're not really like concerned about the Twins, but that still is okay. If you're not concerned, then go win three out of four.
Go win that field. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Win three out of
100%.
Four. And then you go on the road to a divisional opponent. And then that's where you hit that 3-6-10 game road trip,
right,
which is in Cleveland, in New York, in Detroit. Come back for an off day and you get the Colorado Rockies. You should be able to take care of business with
them. Colorado no good this year. So you get that breather coming up on the 22nd. But you're right. It's a bear, man. And we're going to be tested early. And that's fine. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you go out there and you win these games. We always talk about it, you know, seemingly as a sports fan from the perspective of the worst case scenario. You talk about best case scenario. You take two out of three from Baltimore. You take two out of three from the Yankees. Yankees, maybe you split with the Tigers or something like that, you're sitting in a pretty good spot at that point in time, right? Like, if you can take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees early and 2 out of 3 from the Orioles early, those kinds of wins and successes tend to carry you because you're beating these good teams. And if you're able to do that, you can build some confidence, and hopefully that carries you all season long. The only thing is, with the Orioles being so early in the season, they're always good early. You know, like, if you play Baltimore later in the season when they start to fizzle out a little bit, you like to have that. Baltimore's already off to a pretty decent enough start. And so I think right now,
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Having Baltimore early, I'd rather have them late, but you know what? Go beat them. You've got the opportunity to do it. You're at home. You should have some pretty good crowds out there, and go out there and take care of the Orioles. You beat them in the playoffs last year. You've got the advantage.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.